Yes, indeed. And as usual, we are awaiting your home improvement type of questions, whatever that may be, for Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. You can call and chat with Andy if you like, or you can just Andy a text. Either way, here's that one number to get it done, 651-461-9226. Good morning to you, Andy.
Good morning, Denny. How's your morning going so far?
Well, so far, so good. I'm a little nice and cozy here with, I see we just zoomed up to six above zero, officially here in the Twin Cities. Chilly morning, 16 will be our high today if we get there. Well, we've had a bunch of snow now, and I'm sure that kind of threw a curve into various jobs that your crews had to try to deal with this week. Tell us what happened this week.
Yeah, you know, this is something we prepare for every year. As the snow starts to fly, certain projects can't be done or need to be delayed a little bit, or they're just going to take a little bit longer. You know, we're hauling around heavy equipment too, so we got to worry about road conditions, things like that. But roofing department is still have a few jobs that they are going to do because they need to get done. And again, with our asphalt shingles, there's going to be some hand sealing that we have to do along the way, but that is what it is. Our metal roofing crew is still going. All of our window departments are still installing. Our decking departments, believe it or not, because of the different pier systems that we can use with frozen earth and some of the other techniques that we have, we're going to be building decks all the way through January, it looks like. So most everything we're still doing, Denny. There are some projects, though, that if they can wait till spring, we work with those customers, and they're going to be put off till spring.
A texter, this came in really early this morning about siding, and they want to know what kind of insulation does Lindis put on new siding, or I guess underneath new siding. What is the stuff that you guys use?
We use Insultex. So it's a house wrap and an R6 insulation that is like 2 millimeters thick. So it's about the same width as an ordinary house wrap. And it has a drainage plane built into it. So say you're installing any type of cement board or what my favorite siding is, LP Smart Side, where you're nailing that tight on the wall, should water get behind the siding, there's still a drainage plane. So anytime you're working on the exterior of the home, it's all about checks and balances and what ifs. If water does get underneath the roof, if water does get underneath the siding, do you have a way for it to get safely out of the house before it causes damage? And Insultex checks all those boxes. It's got a great perm rating. It breathes. And it allows us to put an R6 on the wall without having to build the windows out. Before, Denny, we would have to put down 1.5 inches of foam. So when you do that, all of the trim, everything like that, has to get built out on the wall. And nailing siding on 1.5 inches of foam is not an easy task to make it look nice. Because if you nail too tight, that's when you start to get the ripples, things of that nature. So having said that, sometimes we end up having to take off some of the exterior sheathing and redo the insulation inside the walls if it's really a poorly insulated home.
Hmm. And what, just a thought, I know we talk about LP siding. What are people asking for? What do they end up choosing after Lindis gives them choices like here's the pros and cons of each? What is the most popular siding that Lindis puts on people's homes now?
LP Smart Side, whether it's the expert finish or the diamond coat finish, one of the pre-finishing LP products is what 75% of our customers are going to choose. The other vast majority of them is going to be steel. On the rare occasion, we do match vinyl or it's a smaller job. But when people take a look at what vinyl costs nowadays, it's usually a pretty easy decision to upgrade to steel or LP.
What is that like? I mean, do the crews do this time of year siding jobs as well? I'm thinking, you know, obviously if it's 30, 40 degrees, it's doable. But is there a time when you don't do siding?
You know, we typically side throughout the winter, Denny. Okay. Again, the jobs are going to take a little bit longer. And, you know, the days are shorter. And we have to pick and choose the days that we do the sealants. Any type of the caulking or silicone that needs to be done, that's the only thing that's really dependent on the temperature. So sometimes we come back to jobs on the nicer days and do the finishing work. And again, with all the snow that we've already had, if we continue to get this much snow and more snow throughout the year, the cleanup, it's very, very hard to get all of the nails when there's that much snow on the ground. So we end up, as soon as the snow melts, there's a week where a lot of people are out doing the spring cleanups because we just couldn't get them good enough during the winter.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. Texter says this, if I can read this, our home was built earlier this year. We don't feel any drafts through the windows or doors, and we don't have any frost in the windows, but we do have frost on our back door doorknob. Do you know what could be causing this, and how do I remedy that?
Frost on the back door
doorknob.
Maybe try making the deadbolt lock. That might seal the door a little bit more. It might be a cold air coming in there. Having said that, it might be just changing the doorknob to a different material that doesn't have the transfer of energy as much. Remember, what the frost is it's warm air touching a cold surface. And so if you can eliminate the warm air touching the cold surface or warm up that surface somehow, then the frost should go away.
I just had a thought when if someone would call Lindis and want to get like a insulation estimate, and I know you can get a heat map analysis with that, a free one with insulation estimate, and I know you can get a heat map analysis with that, a free one with a insulation estimate. But would a heat map analysis and what you guys do find maybe a problem there with that? Is that one of the things you could look for?
It could. Being that this is a new home and they only have frost on the one doorknob, I doubt there's any real big problem going on. Remember, when you first build a house, that's the most moisture that those building materials are going to carry. Those building materials are going to dry out and lose that moisture more and more over time. So that first year, your humidity levels inside the house are probably going to be higher than they will be the second, third year of owning the home. Something you want to keep an eye on. But if it's only frost on the one doorknob, I doubt there's anything really badly going on in that house.
Okay. All right. Very good. Tell you what, we're going to take a quick break here. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, now is your chance to call or text Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction to get that. 651-461-9226. Again, 651-461-9226, whatever your home improvement question might be for Andy here on Newstalk 830. This is WCCO. And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to our home improvement show. Danny Long here, along with Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. I don't think I've spelled it yet, L-I-N-D-U-S. If you ever have a need for their services, an easy number to remember, 844-9-LINDUS, 844-9-L-I-N-D-U-S. Or if you just want to check them out on the web, lindusconstruction.com. We will remind you of that as we move through the hour. Andy Lindis, again, answering your home improvement type of questions today. You can call them in or you can text your question in, 651-461-9226. Heat map analysis. I mentioned that phrase a bit ago, and Texter wants to know what that process is and how do they get that done.
You can call our office to get a free heat map analysis or estimate on anything. Look us up on the web, lindusconstruction.com, any one of the social medias, and you should be able to find a form there you can fill out, and we'll gladly come out. Now, the heat map analysis itself is a variety of diagnostic tools, and what it's going to do is tell us exactly what's going on in your house as far as insulation, ventilation, air movement, and what is going to be the best steps possible to make it the most comfortable house and the most energy efficient house it possibly can be. You're going to know the exact R value of your insulation. You're going to know the type of venting that you have. If you have a vapor barrier, we're going to want to look at your basement, all of your windows and doors. And we'll have a complete report for you when we're done. It takes anywhere from 45 to 90 minutes, depending on the house.
Well, that's pretty good. And have you ever seen, I'm thinking of construction that's maybe only 5 or 10 years old. Have you ever seen newer construction, given that age, with problems? Like you can actually see the smokesticks move and things like that?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, absolutely. Not as much as maybe in the years past. Those seem like those houses built in the late 90s, early 2000s those we work on a lot of those houses, Denny, and that's where we started making fun of the term builder model. Or this is what the build, because it was always the cheap stuff from the manufacturers, the stuff that wasn't designed to last more than 10 years. Those are the bad windows, doors, decking, window siding, roofing. Those a lot of those houses still don't have finished basements, or they just have a ledger board on them. But we're still it's a big part of the homes that we work on. Our homes built in the early 2000s. The ones built in the last 5 to 10 years, Denny, seem to be better built. And I just think maybe we're going a little bit slower, and our building inspectors are keeping up and doing a much better job than maybe we did back then. Because I've seen homes in the early 2000s, I get up in the attic, there's an inch and a half of insulation in there. This is, it shouldn't be possible.
Wow. So it's a good change that you can see so far, whatever the reason. Let's grab a phone call. I think Dan is calling in from Morgan, I believe, this morning. Hey, Dan, good morning. What's your question for Andy?
Good morning. We built our house in 2014, and we've been kind of battling a little buildup of mold on all the windows ever since. Wondering what we can do to get rid of it. I don't know. If there's anything.
Do you know what the humidity levels are of your home?
Not off the top of my head, but I can tell you that we've had an air exchanger running at 100% capacity or whatever since the house was built. We built, and the fall of 2014 was awfully wet around here. So I don't know if that has anything. Would be continuing to have an issue, or, you know.
So. You know, not all windows are created equal, and if you have a humidity level that's above 50% this time of year, that frost that gets on the windows eventually turns to a moisture that gets on the wood of the windows, and that's where the mold starts coming in. So you can remove that mold, refinish the wood of the windows, and if you can get your humidity level below 40%, the chances are of that condensation happening again, what causes that mold on the windows, is going to go down significantly. I'd be willing to bet that the air exchanger that you're running is maybe not set properly, or you're not doing it in conjunction with a dehumidification system. So I would just make sure that if you're bringing in fresh air, sometimes you know that fresh air is going to create humidity problems inside your home. And you know, running your bath fan when you're supposed to, all of those things that you can do are nice steps, but I think it should be a must-have if you live in Minnesota to have some type of humidistat in your home where you can check the humidity level on a regular basis, especially if you're experiencing frost in your windows or mold on the windows or anything like that.
All right. Dan, I hope that helped. Appreciate the call. Dan leaves that line open if you want to call in your question at 651-461-9226. We're talking home improvement this hour here on 830-WCCO. Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction, of course, answering those particular questions. You know, here we are, the 3rd of December, and it's 6 degrees above zero, and we've got a few more months before things heat up. And this is a good time of year, and you and I talk about this, planning ahead. What projects are good to plan right now? Somebody wants various things done next year from Lindis Construction. What are good projects to think about right now and to get going on?
Well, any of your outdoor living spaces, whether that's decking, porches, things of that nature, always good to start planning ahead. But there's not a home improvement project that shouldn't have a significant amount of planning. If you're going to be spending, $15,000 to $30,000 on something on your home, going through the planning phases and being able to get way ahead of the time and working with your contractor on your timeline is a very important thing. And the best of the best contractors in the Twin Cities right now are going to have a backlog, Denny. All of the really good craftsmen that I know right now have enough work probably for the next 2 or 3 months at least. So if you're thinking that you're going to want to have something done in June, and I would start talking to contractors now. Get in before the home show season starts, when they really start filling their spring schedules. So I think any type of home improvement projects, now is a great time to talk, and everyone's a little bit less busy. So you can just take your time and pick and choose and usually it's much easier to stay within your budget that way too. And I'm telling you, if you can make a deal where you can put a down payment down and lock in your pricing right now instead of what the pricing is going to be in April, May, or June next year, I think you'll be ahead of the game as well.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. If you know that you want like a new deck, for example, and to lock it in now, because I can't imagine prices are going to go down, right? It's like taxes.
No.
Not going to go away.
I was just looking at an email from Marvin. December 5th, I'm supposed to be getting all of the new price increases for 2023. So, and they're like the third email I've gotten in the last week and a half from a manufacturer letting me know that we either need to meet and talk about pricing or just flat out, hey, your pricing is going to go up X amount of percent. So be prepared. And luckily, we have lots of customers, that have put down payment money down, and we have secured those materials. And some of them did it pretty early, like July. Mm. And those people are going to be saving 15-ish percent because
That's
they locked
huge.
In.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is huge. Andy, hang on. We have about another half hour of the show to go. If you have a home improvement question of any type and you want to call it in or text it in, just to use this number, 651-461-9226. We'll have a look at that forecast. I can tell you it's 6 above zero. We're looking at maybe 16 for a high today, but we'll get you details straight ahead here on News Talk 830 WCCO. 6 degrees above zero. And good morning. Welcome back to our home improvement show, brought to us every week by our friends at Linda's Construction. Andy Linda's answering your questions again today. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, we welcome yours. If you want to call in and chat with Andy, great. If you want to just send a text, if that's easier, just one number to remember for either. 651-461-9226. Here is one for you, Andy, a text. Are there any issues laying a laminate floor over a grouted tile floor?
Yeah, the house table is the grouted tile floor. I mean, this is going to be a temporary thing anyways. And can you do it? Yes. Can you build the trim up? Yes. Is it the best way to do it? Is it the most stable way to do it? No. For the amount of time and effort it takes to, taking up tile can be a pain, but it's not as big of a pain as stuff that's glued down. And if this is going to be a permanent fix, like this wouldn't be something Linda's Construction would ever even consider doing, but do-it-yourselfers, it can be a really quick fix and change a room really quickly by going over the top of something like that. My house, I want to get down to the bare wood and if I'm going to do something, I want it to be the last time that I have to do it. Now, the next person that lives there, they might have to deal with it 20, 30, 40 years down the road. But if I'm doing a project, it's typically an effort to never have to do that project again.
I know what you mean about removing the tile. That's still the best way to do it. It's like, as far as I'm concerned, if you're going to put on a new roof, I want the old stuff gone before
yes.
you put the new stuff on. But as far as tile, that was a miserable job, I have to tell you. That was
yes.
not the easiest, and I tried all sorts of tools to get that tile off that backer board or that cement board stuff. It's not an easy job, but it's still
no.
better than trying to throw something on top of tile, for sure. It's worth it. All right, again.
The analogy my father always uses is you wouldn't paint a rusty car.
No, that's true. Although some people have, just to get
you
it through.
Can, but you always know that it's rusty still.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, 651-461-9226. There's a text that in reference to a caller we had earlier about the humidity and the air exchanger. The listener said that he had the air exchanger on, year-round. This listener says, make sure, now we don't have one of those in our house, and it's an older home, but make sure, this texter says, the air exchanger has clean filters. What do you got a comment about that?
Yeah, well, anytime anything that's moving air in your house, chances are there's a filter that needs to be changed and addressed at least a couple of times a year. So a good rule of thumb, anytime the seasons change, that's something you should always take a look at. For me, you know, it's, you know, 4 or 5 times a year, every smoke detector, CO detector, and filter gets gone through. And you really should know what those are in your home and have extras and spares on hand. Because not only can it cost you lots of money and damages if the filter is clogged, the machine has to work extra hard in order to make anything move. I've gone into houses before, Denny, and seen the filters get so clogged that they end up getting sucked into the vent system. So, you should know where all your filters are and get those cleaned and or replaced on a regular basis.
Andy, when you talk about your humidification system in your house, are there filters for that as well?
Yeah. My dehumidification system has a 2-filter system, one that can be cleaned and one that has to be changed out. And that one, I typically only have to change once a year, but I check it on a regular basis.
Yeah, good to do. Well, here's a perfect example of somebody who should get in touch with Linda's Construction, just kind of what we were talking about a few minutes back. It says, greetings. Who do we contact to have our house inspected for insulation, etc.? Our home is 4 years old and extremely cold and drafty. Let's see. Yeah, that's the extent of their text. Perfect example of somebody who should contact Lindis. 8449-LINDIS to that listener. And what would be the process for that, Andy? Because you could throw in that heat map analysis as well. But what would the LINDIS folks do? Give us an insulation process example.
So if, depending on the project, that initial meeting is going to be in that 45 to 90-minute range, and we're going to use a combination of infrared imaging and a variety of other diagnostic tools to really come up with what's going on with your house. Why is it drafty? And one of the things that I always ask customers is, like, the least favorite room in your house in the wintertime. What is it and why? And then that's going to give me a clue of where to start my inspection process. And as we go around the house, usually we can start to add pieces of the puzzle and why your house is doing what it's doing. Why is this draft happening here? It can be as simple as your doors and windows aren't set properly or doesn't have the proper weather stripping or they're installed improperly. I've gone to houses before in Denny and seen windows installed the opposite way of what they're supposed to. I've seen double hung windows turned on their side and turned into sliders. Those windows aren't designed to keep the air out in those ways. And chances are a lot of doors just are not installed right or aren't set the proper way or adjusted the proper way to be the most efficient they possibly can be. If you're feeling air, cold air move in your house, something should be looked at and addressed. And what always scares me when you're starting to feel those drafts come through, Denny, is what you're not seeing, what's happening in the walls. I have, you know, we work on so many homes, so it's always the bad things that stick out in your mind. You know, the time that you find the crazy amounts of mold inside the walls or thousands of dollars worth of rot damage in an attic because of a bad ventilation job. You know, those just immediately come into my mind. So when we're going through the process, we're going to do everything we possibly can to make sure we know what's going on and we can address it. And Dan, we've talked about this before. We go into attics and we see five types of insulation. People have tried to throw more insulation on this stuff for years, and that's usually not the proper answer. Addressing airflow is usually where we need to start.
You've talked about it in years past, especially this time of year when the wind is howling and you can feel it. People have said, I can feel air coming through my light switch or my AC outlet, and they try to put those little foam covers over that. Where's that air coming from?
That's coming from the attic, typically. Wow. So as it gets colder, now I'm not saying that it can't be windy drafts coming through your window, but my experience is the vast majority of the time when you feel that, it's because your house is pulling air from your attic. Now, if people understood the amount of rodent debris, we'll leave it at, that's in the attic space, and now you know that your home, as it gets colder, that pressure change happens and stack effect starts to take place where it starts to pull that cold air down the walls and it goes out the window trim, your outlets, any of those cases. I mean, we get to people's houses all the time that think they have bad windows and they just have bad insulation. Now, I hate to see some of these other window contractors out there that just go and throw new windows in without even looking at those things. But no, when we come out for even bad windows, Danny, we're going to want to look at the attic. Because if we can save the customer some money, just an insulation job is going to be way cheaper than 25 windows. So that if you're feeling that those types of drafts, I'd highly recommend you have somebody come out and take a look at it. Because if that cold air is touching cold air is hitting a warm surface inside the walls there, that's when the condensation is happening. It's happening before it even comes out the outlet. And it can be electrical problems. It can be a variety of things I've seen over the years caused by that cold air coming out of the attic.
Well, I say it almost every other show. I'm so glad over the years I had Linda's come out, not once, but twice. We had a couple of different insulation jobs done. What a difference in that heating and cooling bill. I say it every year during each heating and cooling season. So it's well worth it. And again, I know that this month, and I mentioned it earlier, and we'll do it again before you leave, but if you're not sure about your insulation, you want to get an estimate from Linda's, you will also get a free heat map analysis with an insulation estimate. Here's the phone number to call. If you'd like to call this coming Monday, 844-9-LINDIS. We'll mention that again, 844-9-LINDIS, and get it done. You will not regret it. All right, I'm getting a signal, Andy. It is time to take a quick break, but we 9-LINDIS, and get it done. You will not regret it. All right, I'm getting a signal, Andy. It is time to take a quick break, but we have more show to come. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, now is your chance, 651-461-9226. You can call it in or text it in here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back to our home improvement show. 6 above zero in the Twin Cities, on our way to 16 today, but warming up to near 30 for your Sunday tomorrow. Danny Long, along with Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction, answering those home improvement questions this morning at 651-461-9226. You can phone it in or you can just send a text like other folks are doing. Here's one. Texter says, I have a four-level split home. The fourth level is an unconditioned crawl space with a concrete floor. The kitchen level is directly above the crawl space, and the kitchen floor gets quite cold in the winter. Question is, would it help to insulate the floor joists in the kitchen to help keep the colder crawl space temperature from transferring to the kitchen floor? Do you see concrete crawl space floors often, Andy?
Yeah, not a lot of concrete crawl spaces, a lot of dirt floor crawl spaces, and we've done some encapsulation projects in crawl spaces where we do, you know, the sidewalls and the floor and the ceiling, and or we've done just on the ceiling. In fact, one of my customers, I had a customer in Minneapolis. It was a daycare, and the daycare was an addition off the back of the house built over a crawl space, and it was always a cold floor, an uninsulated crawl space. And an uninsulated floor has led to a very cold floor. And we went in that crawl space and spray foamed it. And it made such a difference for them. I bet you that family probably got me 15, 20 jobs over the next year and a half. It seemed like I never left that street. And it made that big of a difference. So, yeah, insulating that floor is going to go a very, very long ways for you.
Absolutely. I'm looking at some other questions here. Well, here's one. Do you think solar, doesn't say what kind of solar, do you think solar will ever be a common thing in construction around here? I assume they mean the upper Midwest. What do you think about that question, Andy?
Yes. I do think it's going to get there. A couple things. One of a company I share a lot of information with is out of Florida. They're Lake Linus Construction, second generation roofer. They do a lot of things with the Tesla roofing. I'm not a big fan of the actual Tesla roof, but the Tesla battery system that's inside the house, that starts to make a lot of sense. Feeding it back to the grid, it always just never made sense to me, Denny, that you're giving it back to a company like Xcel and then buying it back to them at a cheaper rate or a more expensive rate than what you're allowed to sell it to them. That doesn't make a lot of sense. But if you're able to store the energy and it really starts to make where the money, your ROI, seems to be quicker and quicker. And I do know a couple of those battery systems that were completely underwater during the hurricane, and they survived it and are still working. So it sounds like they're pretty durable. Now, GAF has their new solar roof that's out there. I think that their new solar roof, and as it becomes available in Minnesota, is going to be, it's the best solar system I've seen to date, and the best way of going about this type of business. And if you're building a new home, if you start to look at like what your ROI is when you're putting it into a 30-year mortgage and how much your payment goes up when you put a solar system on a house when you're building it, I honestly have no idea why more new construction doesn't automatically have it installed, because what it does to your payment and how much you're saving a month in energy costs, it's almost a wash always. All the math that I've seen when people put actual numbers to it, seems like if you're building a house and putting a 30-year mortgage on something, that adding that solar system is not that big of a deal to the payment. In fact, a lot of times you're saving money like on day one.
Your mention of GAF and the solar in the same breath, what materials are you talking about that we may see around here someday?
Well, it's a solar shingle. And it's being used in different parts of the country. Minnesota is slotted to be one of the next markets that it's brought to. One, we have very generous utility companies and state funding that can be taken advantage of. So the ROI, this is why Minnesota is slated to be one of the first ones in 2023 to get this product to come through. We do have a few houses waiting that we're going to be our first initial guinea pigs. We're going to be able to have a lot more information when those are done. We're thinking that's going to be quarter two of 2023.
I wonder how those shingles are applied compared to asphalt shingles.
Very similar.
Really?
Very similar. It's just, where it almost you're going to have an electrician involved, but roofers can use this product and are using this product.
I wonder what the cost difference to those great GAF shingles would be, comparatively speaking.
Comparatively speaking, I'm hopeful that we're going to be able to run some math on this, Denny, where people are seeing a ROI in that 5 to 10 year range, and it's going to be in that 20 to 40% increase over an ordinary roof in order to get solar, would be my guess.
In the last minute, I think we have time for one more text. This listener says, we're new to the area. How do we go about finding a good contractor? They have, just by listening to the show. But what would you recommend, seriously, I mean, as far as how do you do, in the last minute here, how do you do research? What kind of a search should a homeowner do if they need some projects done?
Start with any of the online reviewing sites. That's going to tell you a lot. And when you can go to the local builders association, they're going to have a list of contractors you can start with. But as always, start to meet with these people and check their references. Don't just look at and review the stuff online. I'm telling you, when you call and talk to customers, that a lot of information can be had. If you're spending this type of money on a home improvement project, owe it to yourself, you owe it to your home, to do your due diligence up front. But start with the online reviews and then go from there.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, you can really be in good shape if you give Lindus a call. 844-9-LINDUS, L-I-N-D-U-S, or you can certainly check them out online if you like at lindusconstruction.com. Andy, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for your help. And we will try to do this again next week. I hope you guys have a good week.
Thanks, Danny. You as well. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks very much. Andy Lindus from Lindus Construction. Yeah, give him a call. 844-9-LINDUS. Denny Long, thanking you for listening. Warm up tomorrow, maybe 30 degrees here in the Twin Cities.